Horrible.
In America and other places, many of the devotees are very anxious to know about your earlier activities.
Earlier activities?
Yes. For instance, what year you first met Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada, and we don't know much about. We do not have much information on your previous activity, and we're rather anxious to know those things.
Then you have to take notes sometimes. Sometimes you take notes sometimes.
It may be noted by a tape recorder. Because we have found that the history, your history is so happy that just to hear that history is many devotees are finding great
encouragement. I was born in 1895, 10th October, Saturday, at midnight. Tithi Navami Ramchandra and the Paksha of Krishna Paksha of Krishna and the Bhat, that is the date. Mahaprabhu, Shanivar, midnight. And because I was the second child of my mother, first daughter, died early, so Ram Kamaj was given to her for the protection of the next child, that is Mr.
Ram Kamaj.
Ram Kamaj. Kamaj.
Kamaj.
My mother took Ram Kamaj, and then I was born. And because the first child was lost, so when I was I am already born. And my mother is confined within the Adur God, where the child is given birth, a particular
maternity area.
Just in the front, two batches. English knowing batches, reading for us B.A. standard. One, my two cousins, English knowing, they used to pahara dati have. Pahara dhaka ki bade. That any ghost or something like that may not come in the shape of the cat or anyway. So they used to protect the first half of the night. To English students reading in the B.S. standard. And the second half, the two Sanskrit students, one cousin and another uncle, they used to read there just in front of that temporary shed, the last portion of the night, to protect from any unseen attack.
Keep night watch.
Night watch, yeah, watch. Then, as I remember, when I was a boy, placed on the shoulders of my father, there was going on sankirtan little far. I asked him to take me there, and the crying, take me there. Anyhow, he, to console me, he took for some time, and then came back. Then I had very good memory, especially in Sanskrit. I was taught a shloka in praise of Shiva, Pranamami Shivam Shiva Kalpataru, and I could chant that from my memory, though I don't remember that I could do that. When I was 1 year, 8 months, my grandfather died, but I can't remember him. First memory that I can collect, there was an earthquake. I was born in 1302, and in this Mahamajan era, and 1304, in the month of Vaishakh, there was one earthquake. I was a child then, 1 year, then perhaps 8 months or so. I remember that. 1 year, 8 months old boy, I remember that earthquake, the shaking of the earth, and so many cows gathered, and this and that. First memory I have. Then at 3, my next brother was born when I was 3. I remember the same, the birth of my second brother. 1898, August perhaps, he was born, I remember that. Then, when I was given, perhaps when I have reached the 5th year, this writing, that also I remember. Then I was given to my maternal uncle's house for many things before that I can remember. And when I was in the maternal uncle's house for 3 years for early education in a primary school, I got some help from Ramayana Mahabharata talk from one of my aunts. And that helped me a great deal. And already I had some affinity for all those things. Some sort of intuition, intuitive knowledge, and partiality towards ancient mythological shiksha, instruction, Sanskriti means culture, orthodox expression. In the very childhood, my tendency was with the orthodox expression of culture. Indeed, everybody should know that faith in God, all these things. When I was a student in the school, from 9 years, I began in high school, I was admitted. There in the debating club, I always cited the ancient Shastic culture, even against the teachers that took up the cause of the Renaissance, the Reformation. I was always on the side of these people. I fought with them and don't think that they could defeat me. Then I got my sacred faith from that family when I was 14 years. 14 years. I feel more or less that my memory was sharp. What I saw or I heard in my early days, I could remember them. I am told that I have general tendency. If anyone would come to ask me, no. Whatever should be asked to me, no. But once, one scholar, when he would go, scholar in our house, our member family, he went to appear in the examination. He came to ask me whether he would pass or not. I pronounced yes. And he got scholarship. Then I passed matriculation 1915 from the local high school. I could write in Sanskrit verse before that, something. Then I liked sacrifice in life, sacrifice, magnanimous side. I had affinity for Ramchandra, for moral pastimes, but not so much Krishna, because for his Vrindavan Leela, I could not accommodate why God should be a liar and this Garu Hunter. I could not accommodate. Though I saw Radha Govinda Murti, that seemed to be very, very charming. Some mystic background I found. But on the surface, I have more liking for Ramchandra than Krishna. My attraction to Krishna first came through Bhagavad Gita and then through Mahaprabhu. I liked because that magnanimous type, Ramchandra, Udarjo, Udapta, Udar, self-giving type of ideal that captured me most. So I liked Radharani very much. I liked Mahaprabhu very much. not so much as to Krishna, my attraction. But my attraction to Krishna comes through Mahaprabhu and through Radharani, from this side. And then when I was 9, 10 or so, there was one temple where Radha Krishna Murti is established, installed in Jagadananda near Katwa. My father, every year in Kartik Maina, he used to read Bhagavatam there. Sometimes I visited with him that temple, and I found some mystic atmosphere there. Very mystic, it seemed to me. Then after passing matriculation, I went to Baharampur for college study, and there, with the company of one of my cousins, maternal uncle's son, I came in connection with the East Bengal people, about whom we heard they have got much boldness and sacrifice in nature. I took my seat in the same hostel with them. Then, anyhow, I passed matriculation second division, but IA, I passed intermediate first division in boarding. When we were reading in the local school, we had to do some family works also, including the family work, etc. But there from the hostel I got first division. Then again I was admitted in that same college, Baharampur, Krishna College. And when I was a student of fourth year, that is, after fourth year, the examination of BA, fourth year, I came to, I came in connection of a younger boy who has just come passing matriculation and admitted into college. In the college I found that there are some section of students that are addicted to some meditation and puja, etc. A few. And there are other class, other group that do not care for worshipping, but they like the service of the patient and do some good for the other public good. But I have internal nature for both. So I found that boy, I am fourth year student and he is first year student. 4 years, 3 years gap. And that boy gives me to both sides, but very intensely, taking the name of the law very loudly, sometimes like an ant, and also doing sandha, mandana, etc. And also when there is any patient, he forgets everything and engages himself in the service of the patient, even does not care to go to the college. Both sides, the service as well as this worship, Archan and the social service. both combined. Before this, when I was in school, I got a book where it is mentioned that if we can go on the Japam of Gayatri, 432 times we can achieve a very good spiritual improvement. I practiced for some time that. And at that time I tried my best to understand the revealed truth, not consulting any dictionary or grammar, but I heard that Gayatri, this is conscious, spiritual. It is not a dead word. So if I go on with Japam, the Gayatri himself will express its meaning, its purpose. With that attitude I use, and I used to get some light that is coming from the world system. I had some knowledge about that for some time. Then when in college I came in connection with that boy, his name was Suresh Bhattacharya. He comes from Haripur, from that founder of Bharatras, from Panavananda comes from his village, and Madhusudan Maharaj also comes from the same village. Bhagipur in the district of Haripur, Brahmin family. Then I tried to associate with him. And one day, and we too were going in the morning walk, and also to purify our teeth from branch of the tree we were going. He told that his father, he mentioned about his father in the expression, that gentleman. I took exception to that. Why do you express this word? Your father, you say that gentleman? What is this? Then he told, yes, I have committed wrong. I should not have said in this way before you. But really, it is like that. That gentleman, he was a gentleman. In this life I have come to him, and he protected me for some time. And the next bath I shall go to some other place. In this way all of us moving hither, thither, coming to some gentleman, and from there to another gentleman in this way. He told. I gave a position, but that point hit me very. Hit me hard. I began to think, yes, it is true that we are in the midst of father, mother, brother, all that gentleman. What a real connection I have got with them, or they have got with me. Thinking and thinking from this point, the whole world became me as a vacant. As a vacant on the and the furious atmosphere. No faith has come to take their position or chaotic position. And I have no position in stability. I am coming, I have to go. How long here to stay? This is for a point in the infinite, uncertain point I am in the whole of infinite. This a great shock came to me this day. And that was the great turn in my life. What is the achievement? I have not had this reading of the class and fourth-year student. I am to appear for, after a few months in the examination final. My friends, they are alarmed seeing my position. What do you are neglecting? Your study, how will you be able to pass? Your father sent him money. You are not so rich man. In this way, they try to help me at their best. I can't concentrate in the book, the study. They told me, if you don't, you can't do so. We shall read and you try to hear. At that time, I got Amiyamiyai Charit, Mahaprabhu's life and teaching. Amiyamiyai Charit is written by the editor, the founder of Amitabhaja Patrika. And I devoured the whole thing like nectar. I got some position, yes. It is not that I am nowhere. It is there, the position, the support. The basis, the foundation, the sustenance, the hope, and the shelter I have got here. In this way I began to read and read. My very nature was, whatever I read scrutinizing it. It's very slow, but my reading is more or less very accurate and representing the true aspect. I could hear also very keenly. Not reading also, if I hear, hearing is very acute. Hearing was my nature also. Whatever I heard, I could grasp this very purpose and keep it in me. And here also by reading, thorough reading, and I found my life, my future, hope, everything. And I was converted. In my family, in my mother's family, some recognition of Chaitanya Dev. But my paternal family, they are orthodox mother, they hate the followers of Chaitanya Dev. But Chaitanya Dev has created a chaotic society. If one cannot keep his own stand in the social position, who is best on this day, gather to follow Chaitanya Dev. Though they have lost their social position, they become Vaishnava, and they say that we are followers of Chaitanya. They hate their father's family. But this time, after this, I was fully converted into the power of the Chaitanya. Such feeling also, not only intellectual, but in heart and in mind also, wholesale compassion. Then my father died. He was disappointed and dejected. I was the eldest son. He had some hope in me about family matters. But when he saw that I had such a change in me, almost heartbroken, he died. It may be said, 3 months. Then the burden of the family also came on my mind. But I am such, and the chance also came to me to lead a life of abnegation for 1 year. The sun won't use any umbrella, any shoe. I have some extreme addition, only cloth and a sheet, nothing else, for 1 year. And half night I used to do agriculture work, this cow service. And anyhow, I passed BA. And the class friends, they told that I, at that time, the Bahrampur section from where I appeared, wholesale massacre. Very few could pass. But anyhow, I passed. And some of them told, oh, by worshipping, by the method of worshipping and satisfying God, he has passed. He did not read at all. He passed only by worshipping God. They told them. Anyhow. And my father died and with full knowledge, almost full knowledge of after, he told several things to me, and one that he would have to marry. At that time, I never speak any Dharma. Whatever may be the effect, I stick to this thing, what is truth. So I can't commit myself before him. But the pressure came. Whether you marry or not, don't disturb me at this time. He'll say that you do or not do. Anyhow, the expression came, I shall try to obey your. Anyhow, the expression came, I shall try to obey your, keep your request. In this way, in a modified way I talk. Then anyhow, I had to marry, and married life stayed for 6 years. In the meantime, I went to read again in the law class. But Gandhi movement of non-cooperation came. I joined the movement, non-cooperation movement, because there was the some sort of statement, within 1 year I shall give Swaraj to you. I wanted to become a sannyasi, but they want the countrymen once 1 year. So this food I must sacrifice for them. I left law college and came and worked for some time as the secretary of the movement. We are posted in Kalla, secretary. In this way, and sometimes in the village for several years, 2-3 years I. Then it was stopped. For the time being, I found I am for the service in Calcutta. And by the help of the superintendent of the government office, I got some service there. And I was putting up in Calcutta and attending the office. My attraction is always towards Mahaprabhu. In the meantime, I wander here and there finding sadhu. I have to take initiation, but I can't select to my taste, to my satisfaction. I can't here and there. Then, in 1926, something, perhaps in August, 26th August, I was returning from the office and found a placard in the Chittaranjan Avenue, Gauriya Math Utsav, Mahotsav, for 1 month, and it is nearby Parishnath Temple. I found a placard. I read red color. I thought Gauriya Math, that must be Mahaprabhu's followers. Gauri. Let us go and find one. The founder of Bharat Sivasan Paramananda. I knew him when I was through Suresh Bhattacharya, when I was law student. He tried his best to take me in his mission, but I crushedly refused. My head is sold to Mahaprabhu, Gauranga. So I can't go anywhere else. He told, I also had great reverence for Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya, but I think the first stage must be Buddhistic abnegation, Vairagya indifference. Second, Shankar's Vedanta began, Vairagya began. And the last, highest will be Chaitanya's brain. Otherwise, people would misunderstand that brain into last. So they say, yes, what do you say? It is all right. That's the Chaitanya's Prema-dharma. That is the highest about the Buddhistic and Sangha's conception of the three things. But Chaitanya has not told that go to the Buddhist, practice Vairagya, and then go to the Sangha and have knowledge of Vedanta, and then come to me. He has told wherever you are, get a sadhu, and you can take the name. He has told. Then he was silenced, could not speak anything. I told him, if you got any supernatural power, I will be grateful if you can say where my guru is, spiritual guide, where he is, if you can say. But he took the name of some gentleman, Agulharma. I went to search him, but I could not find him there. But this I found that placard and went to Gauranga. And there I found only one gentleman is on the outside hall, and the others have gone on the position of Sankirtan, Nagar Sankirtan. Then I had a talk with that gentleman a little. But I found that these people represent the man, representing the mosque, they have got more deeper and sound knowledge than this. Then the party came back from Nagar Kirtan and found Guru Maharaj on the front with his danda. As soon as he reached the front of the mosque, some disciples came and took danda from him and sat and gradually stayed there. First sight I found Guru Maharaj. His attitude, not caring for anybody else, that sort of thing. He does not care anymore. Self-sufficient. That sort of impression I got from his first sight. Very strict, self-sufficient, and don't care for anybody. Then I began coming and going, and gradually I came to this understanding that I wanted such a company to live within, but unfortunately I could not found it. Then the next thought came, if now I come here, what is driving this opposition obstacle? I cast my glance to the home. Father gone, mother living, three younger brothers. They won't be that much affected, but my wife will be affected in the extreme. I don't know, sudden thought came in my mind. If she dies, Then I am free. This thought came. I was attracted by the association. So many members, all gentlemanlike, all educated, and wholly given to the service of Prabhu. That attracted me most. And that very day, it is, I came to my quarter and found that wife is ill. And I came home that very night, and after 3 days she passed away. Oh. Then mother was saying, she is trying to marry me again. But she could not. After 6 months, she also disappeared when going to Haridwar Kumbh Mela. She died there. And one of my brothers, Satyan, he was attending him, and other pilgrims are sisters, etc. Then I was free. I was coming, going. Then one day, it so occurred, I was thinking that I must cast my fate here. So I thought it necessary to know as much as possible about the mission. And to know the mission means to know the leader of the mission. So I tried my best to go up where Guru Maharaj used to stay, to go to in front of his room and to sit there and to hear. Because I was thinking, I shall join here. One day Kirtananda, one brahmachari, he stopped me when I was taking an attempt to go upstairs. Where do you go? I'm going to Guru Maharaj. Why? I like it very much. No, never. You must stay here in the waiting room. And when you find anyone, you will ask, inform him whom you want to meet. And he will see him, and when he will come again and say, yes, he is calling for, you will go. Otherwise, you must stay here. Never cross this threshold, little harshly. Then I thought, what should be the considering nature of the sadhus, out and in, the difference, why should be any? So I need not come here again. But the very moment the position of Sukadeva appeared in my mind, that they sent Sukadeva to Rajarshi Janak, read in Mahabharata, to finish his education, sadhana. Sukadeva came. He was detained for 7 days in the outer camp. Then the information went to Janak, allow him to pass the gate. The next gate, he was again detained. In this way, there are 7 boundaries of the capital. And that 7 gate, in every gate, 7 days detention. So 7 into 7, 49 days he was detained, and then he could meet Janak. This thought came in my mind. And then the next thought, conclusion came, if there is anything bad, then if they take me and put in the throne and begin to worship, I should not come here. And if it is their real good, then if they beat me with boomstick, I must not go. That conclusion came in my mind. And I began to come and go.
Then one day, when Guru Maharaj was after taking his, he was generally, did not take any food at night, but afternoon, after taking his afternoon food, he is walking in the room. I just approached and took my stand in one spot. And one man was attending him. Attending him. Guru Maharaj asked, "This man has got something to say to us. Yekono baktabbo, this one, baktabbo. He has got some baktabbo, something to say." The attending person, "Have you got something to say?" "No, I have nothing to say." He went back. He said that he has got nothing to say. Then the next he said, "He has got something to ask." He again came to me. The Guru Maharaj said, "You have got something to ask?" "No, I have nothing to ask." He again went. He said that nothing to ask. Then again Guru Maharaj put, "He has got some object in mind, some purpose of coming here." He again came. "Yes. Without purpose, no incident can happen. And I have come here, I have got some purpose." "What purpose?" To gain grace of you all." That was my answer. Apnade prasad bhavanchana, prasannata. Your satisfaction, your grace. I want nothing.